Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome everyone to today's Blog Talk Radio broadcast. My name is Cassandra Jobe, the presenter of today's broadcast, which is hosted by Philip Singer Ajisafe. He is also today's speaker. Today's topic for discussion is When in the Darkness. To avoid any background interference, we ask that you please put your phones on mute while listening. May the Lord bless this ministry. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm very grateful once again for this opportunity that we have. As we are tuning for this broadcast tonight, I pray we will all be blessed in Jesus' name. Shakespeare, in Henry IV, said something that is so very significant. He said, and I quote, "Thought is the slave of life. Thought is the slave of life." Then by going by humanistic philosophy, humanistic philosophy claims that material conditions determines how our mind works. That is corrupt. Because even if it is true, that might be true for adults only, but not for children. That is a solid fact. Or let me put it, an objective verdict. Don't make mistake with discussing when in the darkness. For instance, because I like to clear my presentation, according to the philosophy of humanistics that says, material condition determines how our minds work. They have to differentiate between the category of whom they were targeting. The mind of 3 years old, 5 years old, does not determine by the materialistic things. And I discover one thing that is certain before I go deeply into our topic for this broadcast. The heart has its own reason. The heart, when I say the heart, I mean the H-E-A-R-T, which the intellect, the faculty of reason, does not know. I will clear it because we want to study when in the darkness. I will repeat myself. The heart has its own reasons, which reasons does not know. And that's why I clarify myself. Which reasons are we talking about? We're talking about the intellect, the mind. For instance, the birth of a man, deepest conviction, is not the result of a process of thought. The subconscious cannot be trained and does not behave in a logical way. It does not think in conformity with the ordinary laws of reason, that is, the ordinary laws of intellect. It is in some dreams that one can see the magnitude of a human hidden values. That, I believe strongly, this subconscious is the darkness where God likes to dwell. And it is only faith, F-A-I-T-H, that can find him out. in this presentation philosophical idea. And make me to understand we are living on the day of delusion. We always go by thoughts. But by reason of humanistic, it is found out that it is being corrupt by wickedness. I want to differentiate between subconscious. When you hear something sub, it means under. Subconscious, sometimes in psychic, there's that activities just below the level of awareness. I'm going somewhere. Then we can go to subconscious mind, which is being being categorized to be the type of brain, head, mind, nose, that which is responsible for one's thoughts and feeling. One's thoughts and feeling, the seat of the faculty of reason, while in the darkness. When in the darkness, that means no matter how you live, there will be a time that we run into darkness. Just like it is permanently true, within 24 hours, there will be a time of darkness and the time the day we come. I believe in the scripture, and I know God so loves humanity. Every day that I begin to study the word of God, I can realize the love of God. But unfortunately, by God, by reason, by our intellect, in which has been corrupt in the Garden of Eden where man fell, so we cannot get the grasp of the real light. What is darkness? If you check the dictionary, the simple meaning of darkness is just means absence of light. Absence of light. That is simplicity. You don't have to be a physicist. And why darkness? In physics, which I don't want to dwell too much in it. Sometimes when we talk about electromagnetic radiation, we can relate the darkness as when the prism absorbs all the rays of light, and the what is being perceived by the observer is total darkness. You know, God, the creator of heaven and earth, even make us to know that there is darkness. Then when we talk about this thing, it applies to our life when in the darkness. And just like I said, darkness in simplicity is just absence of light. And we want to know, why do we have to pay attention to darkness But we want to briefly study why the merit and the merit, that is, advantages and disadvantages of darkness. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 50, verse 10, there is a strong prophetic word of God here. And he said, "Who among you fears the Lord? Who obeys the voice of his servant? Who walks in darkness and has no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and rely upon his God. When in the darkness." Jesus said something about the characteristics of darkness. In the book of Luke 22, verse 53, Luke 22, verse 53, Jesus said this, Luke 22, verse 53. "When I was with you daily in the temple, you did not try to seize me, but this is your hour and the power of darkness." When you link this statement with what Shakespeare said, "Thought is the slave of life," by our understanding of slaves, slave is just a slave. He has no his own opinion. He has no his own right. Slave master can decide it to kill him. Slave master can decide it to jail him. Then you will see, based on this expression, with Isaiah chapter 50, verse 10, and the comment of Jesus Christ, there is something, power. There is a power in darkness. But don't make mistake. Darkness is just absence of light. Light. Then where light goes then? You know, anything that is black, even in color. Black does mean the absorption of all the colors of light. Objects cannot reflect black and color at the same time. So, Jesus is telling us that sometimes when we are in the darkness, why darkness? What is in darkness? In the darkness, is a place that the vision is distorted. When you are in the darkness, you are not sure of your surrounding. When in the darkness, there is power of what you don't know that is in the darkness. There was an oracle in the Washington Post. You know, because of our time, of today about for mental health judge. That is topic. They said the judge carries special burden. It's about a case of 27 years old charged with stealing a toy truck. But it was discovered that this 27 years old that still suffered from psychological depression. You know, in the process of hearing, the judge wanted to take testimony by sending this guy to psychologists. And the psychologist or psychiatrist said the man was still hearing voices, but they were not telling him what to do. And let's link it to what I just said about the reason, the intellect, and the heart. I tried to differentiate it, but unfortunately, humanistic philosophy always thinking that intellect, the mind, is the prime determinant of everything about humanity, and that is corrupt. It's just like a dream. Or just like in the psychological world, there is always an idea that people will say, this person was just aggressive, unprovoked. That is a myth. Nothing happened without nothing. And that is why you have to be able to differentiate between reasons of intellect and the heart, the seat of emotions. I've differentiated between the heart reasons and the intellect reason, which I use the deepest for conviction. I'm not talking about celebrity that just saying that after they have done bad things and they come on TV, say, I'm sorry, I'm a human being. Everybody knows that we are all human beings. It is hard to differentiate between the new intellect repentance and the heart of contract that really go into deepest conviction, only God knows about that. Now, what to do when in the darkness? Or what are we going to do when the lights go out? Don't forget, darkness is simply the absence of light. You know, there are many questions that why do we have to go through darkness? Like I told you, when the baby is born, he must experience day and night. Now, by time, it's 9 o'clock now, whether we like it or not, except the illumination of electricity or something, the darkness will come. We can call it sunset, whatever. But because darkness, some people have to sleep, some people will be working. And that is why we have to know what to do when it comes to our life, pursuit of our destiny. There will be a moment that we will be in darkness. But the Bible said, when you are in the darkness, we have nothing to fear, except to fear the Lord, the maker of light and darkness, and to put our trust in the name of the Lord, and rely upon our God. But the question comes, it depends whose God whom you make your God, but you cannot duplicate the Lord. We can deceive ourselves. I hear many executives say in my government, my government is trying to do something. Well, God may allow it. Nobody owns nothing. It is only Him, the Lord, that appointed, and disposes. What to do when in the darkness? Number one, we must embark upon our faith. When I say faith, that means faith in God. Two, because of our time, we must develop our faith. Let me start again. Number one, we must devote a serious, we must have passion. That is for our faith. We have to develop our faith. Then we must be able to design by faith. Then, the fourth one, we must be able to determine dangers in this kind of faith that we have. Don't make mistake. God talks to us, those of us that put our trust in Him. His thought of peace and not evil. He is the one to give us the hope and future. But we do not want to rely mostly on the thought of our intellect. Especially when we come to the faith. An unfortunate thing is that we use faith in everything that we do. Even the most atheistic person exercise faith. There was a story of legend Israel. That one just come to me quickly. They said in that story, Abraham was trying to entertain a beggar. And he invited this beggar, very poor beggar, to his house to feed him. And he said, let us pray. But as they were about to pray, the beggar started cursing God. And the legend said, Abraham was so annoyed. He sent the beggar out without giving him food. And God said, appear to Abraham, that why do you have to do that to this beggar? This man has been cursing me for 50 years, yet I gave him food. You should have given him food first before you send him out. Seek him out while in the darkness. After giving you the property of darkness, that in the darkness, when you are in the darkness, in the darkness, you have a moment to think afar off. For instance, it is in the darkness you can see the stars. But during the day, that doesn't mean the star is not in the sky, but you cannot see it. It is in the darkness that the enemy is trying to hide. Therefore, we have to apply the characteristics of darkness. That is, we must be able to analyze the condition, but not allow the condition to analyze us. In the book of Micah 7:8, it said, my enemy, I'm just quoting, do not rejoice over me when I fall. I will get up when I'm in the darkness. the Lord will be my light. We don't want to rely often on the intellect. Because you don't want to be controlled by meat. Accident happens. People say it is mechanical fault. Why is mechanical fault? Probably, just of a sudden, you find yourself in a financial hard predicament. You think it is normal. It's not. Though the intellect is good because it is the mind of man. The mind, the intellect, that even get back to airplane. But what I'm saying is that everything done by the mind is corrupt because man is not satisfied. This is the struggle of knowing more, 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 more. Everything that is light today with man intellect becomes darkness. People trying to update and advance into it. So also the soul and the spirit. Whatever problem you are going through, it is temporary. Even whether you like it or not, our life is temporary. Therefore, we don't want to succumb to the mythologies, the humanistic philosophy that claims that material conditions determine how our mind works. Seeing is believing is incomplete. There are many things that is unseen, but they are real. We want to confront the fear. Fear is part of darkness. Whether I like it or not, when it is 9:30 in USA or maybe whatever country, everywhere I experience, even on the ocean. In the ocean, they have many darkness. Suddenly, there will be eclipse. But because there is eclipse, the sailor has to confront it and go through it. Therefore, this is the same thing we are just saying when we're in the darkness. We don't have to be very, very fearful. Jesus recognized the power of darkness. And he knew that there would be a time that the power of darkness trying to trap me, the light. But the thing, the truth of the matter is that darkness has no light. Darkness cannot reflect itself. When you just try to perceive darkness in form of sickness, in form of problems, financial problem, emotional problem, psychological problem, I want you to hang on to that scripture, Isaiah 50, verse 10. Who among you fears the Lord? Who obeys the voice of his servant? Who walks in darkness and has no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and rely upon his God. Thank you for listening. The Lord bless us all. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. Please tune in for another broadcast on September 1st, 2013, on which the topic will be God Conspiracy, Satan Illusion. At 6:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. Please tune in, and may God bless you. Thank you.